All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me here, we have Paris Lee. What's up, Paris?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm feeling very positive today. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. But yeah, man. No, I've been good. I'm excited for the nominees of the Game Awards coming up very, I think tomorrow, by the time you hear this, it'll be out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very excited for that. Very excited to go to the Game Awards. And yeah, man, there's a couple of things that I'm still trying to work on behind the scenes for the show. Cause I know we only have a couple of weeks and then we're going to have a long break until next year and stuff. But everything has been good. How's everything with you?
No, it's good. Now, one thing I want to talk about before we forget and we get into the show. So you and I got to hang out this week. I came up to L.A., got to see your beautiful family. Bro, we went to the Nickelodeon Studios, Burbank.
That was fun.
Yo, that was kind of a, that was weirdly a bucket list thing for me. So we, Apple invited us to check out SpongeBob Patty Pursuit 2, which is coming to Apple Arcade. I believe it's December 4th or 5th. I don't have it right in front of me right
now. I think it's the 4th.
And we got hands-on with it early, got a presentation from it from the crew at Apple and the devs over at Nickelodeon. But to just be there where, I mean, bro, that's where they make SpongeBob. All the Nickelodeon cartoons, that's where they do it. That's where they animate it. You know, obviously the voice actor stuff. Like if you've ever watched some of the old SpongeBob cartoons where it's Patchy the Pirate, you know, where it's Tom Kenny doing the thing. He literally goes to that studio in there. So if you have any idea of what it is, so this is, that was just cool to do. And the game was fun. It's a simple platformer. Obviously it's a sequel, you know, to the first Patty Pursuit, but I love that the entire voice cast is there. I mean, they're in Bikini Bottom, just everything that you would love about the cartoon is in there in that game. It was a lot of fun. I know we played it on iPhone, but it's going to be on Apple TV. Obviously, you can play it on Mac. Anywhere that Apple Arcade is, you'll be able to check it out. So if you sub to Apple Arcade, it'll, like I said, it'll be there December 4th. So, yeah, I really appreciate Apple inviting us out to that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun, man. Like, that, I love the theme. First of all, my mind was blown. I'm like, I can't believe I'm here in Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It looks, the studio's pretty dope, by the way. And we also went inside a theater. Where they did the presentation there, and they actually, I got some videos of that of them showing like first look of the game, and they were using the PlayStation controller to play it. That was pretty cool seeing that in there. It looks like it was a PlayStation controller. I might be wrong, but who knows? But you could connect any controller there.
Yeah. Anything Bluetooth you can connect controller wise.
Yeah. But yeah, the game was actually pretty fun. I was like, "Yo, this is cool, man. It's not bad. Perfect for family, for kids. You also played co-op in there, so there was like two people playing. Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. They had some pretty good drinks too, man. They had a like theme SpongeBob themes drinks, you know, for adults, of course, not for kids.
Oh, what was the one? Was it the it was the punch? What was it called?
Something punch, pineapple punch.
It was like the SpongeBob pineapple punch. That one was really good. That was like whiskey. And then you had the Plankton's Potion, which was like tequila, I think. because those are the two I had. I didn't try the other ones. Yeah. They're pretty good.
And we got to see all the creators there. A lot of media creators.
Yeah. Well, it was so funny because, you know, Austin Evans, his channel, like I was watching them talk about the Steam Machine. And then I pull up to the thing and they were there. So I was I was like, bro, I was just watching you. that was funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, but shout out to Apple for inviting us. That was a lot of fun, man. So, okay. So Paris, a couple of days ago, we got to see, and this we've been hearing rumors about this for a while. So it looked like it's official that Valve finally announced the Steam Machine. Mm-hmm. And all the other stuff too, like VR headset, a couple other things. But I want to mention this. I had the Steam Machine 10 years ago. And you remember this, Paris. Did you have a Steam Machine too or no?
No. It's funny enough. I was bringing you up a lot because I talked about this a few times. I was like, yeah, I remember Danny, had it 10 years ago. But no, I never had it.
Yeah. So I had it because, and thanks to Alienware, because at that time, Valve partnered with different companies where they had like their own Steam Machine. It was very confusing because everybody had like, every company had like different prices and different designs and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had the Anywhere version. So this was the first time for me where I discovered games on Steam that wasn't available on console. Like I had a pretty cool experience. I remember playing, games like BioShock Infinite through there. I will connect my Xbox controller at that time and just play it like that. Now, was this like the most powerful console? No, it wasn't at all. And I had a great time. A year later, my Steam Machine died for don't know why. I had to send it. We were going back and forth, and it never got fixed. And I just tapped out, gave up, and never again play Steam Machine again. So this time, with this Steam Machine, it's going to be straight up from Valve. It's not going to be how it used to be 10 years ago where they had different partners and so on. So with this one, I'm excited. And it's not even about like, because I looked at the specs. I know some people are comparing it to like a weaker version of like PS5 or something like that, right? I don't mind at all because at the end of the day, sometimes I just want to play some games, some Steam Machine games on my TV. I try to do that with a Steam Deck. I try to do that with an Xbox Ally. It doesn't, for me personally, it just doesn't look legit for me. Like there's some issues that I have with it. And I have a pretty big TV, 65-inch, right? So I'm excited for this because it's like I just want to play some Steam games on my TV, So that part I'm very excited about. And plus, there's going to be games. And once again, that's only going to be available on Steam. That's not going to be on consoles. That's something that is very, very important to me. So your thoughts, Paris? Like, what are your first reaction when you got to hear about this news, the Steam Machine?
So, like I said, it had been long rumored, and we may or may not have gotten a heads up a few days before it got officially announced. So that kind of stirred my curiosity with this, right? So to your point, you had one 10 years ago. So I actually went back and watched a video that Gabe Newell, an interview he did at GDC 2015, and he was talking about just their plans with gaming on Linux and these upcoming Steam Machines. And like your point, they had partnered with all these different manufacturers to make one. But it was funny hearing him talk 10 years ago, because everything that he talked about is relevant today, even more so. And I just came to the conclusion they were just too ambitious 10 years ago. They were way ahead of their time. Proton, which is the translation layer from Linux, from Windows to Linux, or Linux to Windows, vice versa, however you want to say it, to make the games playable, wasn't ready 10 years ago. Their original idea for the Steam controller back then, which I liked, it wasn't ideal, but I liked it. I understood the ambition behind it, wasn't truly ready yet. Now here we are 10 years later, it's like, I got my Steam Deck. Steam Deck was essentially the prototype for everything they're doing right now. They were able to curate the UI for Steam big picture mode to make it scalable across multiple screens, big and small. Obviously Steam OS, like I said, Proton has now been matured and it is just commonplace now to play games on Linux. You don't even think about it. It just simply works in that way, right? Obviously devs might have to do a little tinkering, to get it work, but it's pretty much a plug and play experience. Steam Deck has proven you don't necessarily need the highest performance device to have a great time playing games, right? Because if you think about it, the Steam Deck of all these handhelds is essentially the baseline. It's the most affordable. Sure, it may not have all the bells and whistles enabled for your games. I don't know. I can play Cyberpunk on it. I might not have path tracing enabled, but it works, right? Mm-hmm. So for them to now create this Steam machine, it's essentially taking the Steam Deck and just putting it into your living room on your big screen TV. That's what they're doing. You look at the specs of it, and you know, I might have had somebody whisper in my ear that had hands on with it that kind of gave me a little bit of insight that in some instances, this is on par with a PlayStation 5 and a Series X, and others not so much. It's not a Series S. So people are trying, oh, it's a Series S. It's a higher performance than the Series S. Obviously, with FSR, you're going to be able to upscale to get 4K 60. That's kind of what they're promoting with this. We'll see real world performance on a lot of this. But from little that I do know, very playable experience. The vast majority of games are going to play just fine on this. An interesting thing that came out of this was one of the interviews that I saw from the media that was at Valve is, because think about it, Valve has all the data of the devices that connect to their store. The Steam machine outperforms 70% of the devices that connect on there. So from a performance standpoint, the average consumer is not going to have an issue with this at all. I think, like I said, Hades 2, all this stuff's going to play just fine on it. It's not going to be a problem. I think the biggest obstacle is going to be price. Mm-hmm. My initial thought, you go watch Kind of Funny, it's the first thing I said. I was like, $500. And then they kind of talked me out of it a little bit because you got a tariffs, all that stuff. And then Valve themselves is saying, because I saw where they were talking with Linus Tech Tips about this, that they're not going to price this like a console. They're going to price it competitively to PC. I know Moore's Law is Dead said if you basically spec out the parts for this, it's about $425. Obviously, there's marketing shipping of that, so I'm not expecting it to be that cheap. I've settled on the 512 gigabyte version to probably be $599. I think that's pretty reasonable. Once you start getting higher than that, now we're talking PS5 Pro prices, 2 terabyte Xbox Series X prices. I don't know how many people, sure, the enthusiasts are going to get it. My dumb ass is going to get it regardless, right? But you want to create value like they did with the Steam Deck. The baseline Steam Deck is like $350. I'm not expecting it to be that cheap. I think $600 sounds reasonable for the 512. You can upgrade. You can put the micro SD card slot. You can upgrade the storage with that, or you can open up the bottom and you can swap out the M.2 drive SSD drive as well. So like me personally, I probably see myself getting the 512 one. I'll go find a 2 terabyte SSD drive cheaper than whatever it's going to Valve is probably going to sell it for. I'll swap it out myself. You know, so there would be some tinkering that I can do. But for people that don't want to tinker, this is going to be a plug and play experience. Like I say all the time with the handheld, press the button, I'm in the experience, I play my games, it's going to do that. People that want to tinker, use it as a desktop, they want to install Windows on it, do all the other extra stuff, you're going to be able to do that too. Mm-hmm. I like it. I'm a fan of this. I'm a day oneer for this. Me personally, Steam Machine, Steam Frame, which is the VR headset, Steam controller, I'm getting all that stuff, almost cursed. I'm getting all that stuff day one, right? So Valve just bundled it all up. Let me save a few bucks with the bundle. I'm getting it day one because I love this kind of stuff. I love the tinkering. Yes, I have a high-end PC. And that's the other beauty of it. If I want to run Cyberpunk on my gaming PC, 4K, 120 frames per second, path tracing, and all the bells and whistles, I can run it on my PC and then remote stream it out to the living room on the Steam machine. Because technically I could do that now with the Apple TV if I really wanted to in Moonlight. But the point is, it'll be another access point to play my high-end games in my house. And that's the other thing the past 10 years. What else have they been curating? Steam Link. Remote play. Like right now, I can remote play. Like I got Hades 2 up here natively. But I can remote play this from this PC to this right now if I wanted to. Works just great. I've done it with Outer Worlds too, other stuff like that. But the point is, Steam has taken a lot of lessons learned over the past decade to get to this point to where they're going to now, the Steam machine is going to be the baseline for PC gaming in the living room. Just like the Steam Deck is now the baseline for PC gaming on a handheld. That's what they're doing with this. It'll be interesting to see what the Steam frame in comparison to the MetaQuest 3 and, you know, the Vision Pro and all that stuff as well. But I like what they're doing on that as well. You're going to have standalone games on the Steam frame. Obviously, they're providing that separate wireless adapter. So again, I can stream Half-Life Alyx from my PC to that Steam frame, be able to play VR games on that too. I hear all you typing. You need to mute that stuff.
I'm trying to promote something here. Trying to promote the site.
Well, you should be promoting it before or after the show, not while we're talking about this. Wow. That's what I said. Anyways, but my whole point, being serious, I'm excited for this. I like the devices that they're delivering. Like I said, I'll be there day one to get it. There definitely will be an audience for this. I think, because the other question, who is this for? I don't think this is necessarily converting people that are dedicated to Xbox or PlayStation, but I think people that are already invested into Steam, this gives them flexibility, more options on where and how they want to play their games, which I think is cool. Again, pricing is going to be the big thing on this, so we'll see. And then, you know, there's rumors swirling around that, you know, there's another game that's going to get announced that's going to be Steam exclusive that I think a lot of people are going to be anticipating. So I'm hoping, wishing, praying that it is true and that that also comes out Q1 2026, because I will absolutely be looking forward to more adventures with Gordon Freeman.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, because I have a theory. Paris shut it down for me, but I still believe this might be.
Oh, my God.
But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later. So, all right. So I'm reading, you know, different chats here from people. You know, I know we talked about price and so on, but also people are like saying my concern is the low VRAM. And this is from Los 1652. Should people be worried about that? I don't think so. I think go ahead.
No, yeah, finish your question.
No, I was gonna ask, like, should people be worried about those type of, you know, like the specs at all? Or like, I don't think so. I think it'll be fine overall.
Maybe. I mean, we won't know until we get real world performance from some of these games. I would say I'm pretty sure the engineers at Valve are smart enough to know that if it wasn't enough, then this is not what they would be selling. Because again, you got to remember, they're expecting these games to play natively at 1080p, 1440p, and you're going to use FSR to do some of the heavy lifting to get it up to 4K 60, yeah, if you so choose. So I'm wait and see. I understand the concerns on that. I mean, because they are valid, but let's wait and see is what I would say on that. I just find it hard to believe that Valve would be trotting this out and having it immediately have allow the VRAM to be a choke point, you know, for games. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. And let me go back here to the actual, I'm going to share the screen here. Let me see if I could do that right now. So here's a couple of things that stood out to me. This is actually like my first time seeing the site, because I've been doing other things this past week. So cool and quiet, very important, because Paris, when I had my previous Steam machine back in the days, it was very loud every time I played certain games. It was very, very loud.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited that this one's going to be very quiet compared to that one. Power brick. I'm trying to remember if it had a power brick. I think it did for the Alienware. I can't quite remember.
10 years ago, it probably did.
It probably did. Yeah, yeah. So 512 and 2 terabyte. And you know, thinking about it, Paris, I think the 512 gigs is the one that I might get. I think I'm fine with that. If I want to upgrade, I could just get a micro SD and just add it in.
Why don't you open it up and put a whole SSD drive in there?
I'm not doing that. I'm just doing simple. You could put a micro SD and you'll be fine.
Matter of fact, what they also said was, like, say you had the micro SD and you put your games on that, you can literally swap it between that and Steam Deck. You know, instantly recognize it, play the game.
Oh, that's even better. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Now, I know the conversation came about man, Valve beat Microsoft. They went ahead and did it themselves. I mean, I saw the tweet from Phil celebrating, like, hey, this is pretty cool, you know, because here's the thing. That's another area where people can still buy Xbox games because it's available on Steam, right? So I don't see an issue with that. I think that's pretty cool. You know, I play a lot of Xbox games on Steam. What happened? You're going to say something?
Can I address something? And we want to continue this Xbox discussion, but I want to address Captain Chats in the chat. He goes, it only has HDMI 2.0. Yes and no. So again, we're watching Linus Tech Tips because he talked about this. He asked about it. This is why, if you look, it does. They do say it can do 4K 120 on HDMI 2.0, which should not happen. What they're listing at 2.0 because it has a lot of the features of 2.1, but not all of them. They've not 100% confirmed if VRR is a part of that, but you will be able to do 4K 120. I can't imagine they don't have VRR with this thing as well. But because it doesn't 100% meet the specs of 2.1, that's why they're saying 2.0. Again, if you go watch Lion's Tech Tip, he talks about that. Because I was thinking the same thing. I go, why is it saying 4K 120? You can't do 4K 120 on HDMI 2.0. You can only do 4K 60. But that's why. So again, they still got some questions to answer as we get closer to launch to be 100% specific about that stuff. Because if you look at it on, because it does DisplayPort 1.4 as well, it's doing VRR on that. So I can't imagine they would not have HDMI doing VRR as well. So we'll see. But yeah, I wanted to answer that because I'm glad you said that, Captain Chats, because I thought that was something you don't see a lot of people talking about.
I haven't really looked at the controller. Can you connect? Because I know Bluetooth, you could do that, but can you connect headset microphone to the controller too, or it has to be Bluetooth?
I think it's only Bluetooth. I don't think the controller itself has like an audio port for it to what you're saying. I don't think you can. But now remember, with the Steam Deck controller, that puck is going to be like, essentially it's a, you know, it's like a dongle, so you can do the Wi-Fi from that, but the Steam machine will essentially have its own dedicated channel built in outside of your standard Bluetooth. So they're freeing that up so that you can take that puck, connect it to your PC. That controller will then be able to connect both to the Steam machine and your PC at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. And your Bluetooth connection will be completely separate for that. If you want to connect an Xbox controller, a DualSense controller, Bluetooth audio for like AirPods or whatever, those, they're doing two separate channels for that, which I think is kind of cool too.
Yeah. Very different than the older controller, because I had the Steam Machine controller back in the Steam, they call it Steam controller back then? I don't remember, but it was from that. But very different design on that one. And that, let me tell you, I liked the last one. The last one wasn't that bad. I really liked it.
I have it in my mountain of controllers. I'm not going to dig it out now, but I still have mine. Still works.
It still works? Have you used it? Like, oh, it's probably been so long, but have you used it?
I messed around with it maybe like a year ago, just for giggles. But technically, it still works.
Yeah,
you can use it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Also, it has a USB on top. Yeah, you could charge and everything. Okay, cool. Not bad. Now, Paris, about the conversation where people are saying that this they beat Xbox. Microsoft, like, for releasing a console like this ahead of everybody else, I think it's a good thing. I don't see an issue. I think, you know, Microsoft, once they release their console, I think it'll do fine too, you know. But I think the most important thing is software, where, you know, Xbox is still going to be releasing stuff on Steam. People that have this device, they still could play those type of games too on the Steam machine, you know. So I think this is cool overall, man, for everybody. I think it's a win for gamers overall, you know? So
yeah, it's a win for gamers. I would say from the Xbox Microsoft standpoint, it's good and bad. It's good because, to your point, it's just providing another device access to be able to play games, because those games will be on Steam. But I do think this is, like I said before, Valve is now setting the standard for PC gaming in the living room. And they're using SteamOS to do it. So we heard Sarah Bond say it. What did she say? We want Windows to be the best place for games. We got the Ally, Xbox Ally now. We've seen how full screen experience on that works. I mostly like it. Still a lot of work to do. They are far behind what Valve has been able to do over the past 10 years with big picture mode and their UI and their simplicity. The fact that you go, like, I was just doing it. I had to update Deki on the Steam Deck. So I flipped over to desktop mode. I updated Deki. And then you know what I did? I hit the button right there on the desktop. Go back to game mode. Boop. Right back in the Steam, into the Steam UI. I don't have to mess with the desktop at all. Windows isn't there. It's kind of there, but it ain't there yet. Updates, all that stuff. I can do all that from the Steam UI. You cannot do that from the Xbox full screen. And, you know, we just interviewed Asus talking about that too. So, and they know, you know, I've talked to certain people at Xbox. They know they still got a lot of work to do. So what it seems like is going to happen is that next Xbox is going to release probably holiday 2027. It's not going to be Windows 11. It's going to be Windows 12. That also, I think, factors into this. I think a lot of the gaming features that they're going to have for the next-gen Xbox are being built from the ground up as a part of Windows 12 versus trying to tack them on into Windows 11 that they're doing right now. So I think this gives them a baseline of what people are going to expect for Windows to be on the next-gen Xbox. And the advantage that Windows will have is you can do the Xbox full screen experience. You will be able to do Steam, Epic, GOG, Ubisoft, any digital store. Look, maybe the PlayStation store. You'll be able to do any digital store on Windows and any anti-cheat game. So the Call of Duties of the world, stuff like that. You're going to be able to play those on there as well. So that is the advantage they'll have over Steam OS. But like I said before, I still prefer my Steam Deck. Because I still prefer what Valve brings to the table from a usability standpoint, from a UI standpoint. So that's what Microsoft Xbox has to aspire to for Windows and get it there and make it secure too. That's the other part. So It's good and bad. It's good and bad. They got time. Like I said, here. So here's, because you mentioned this before. So one slight correction I have for you.
Sure.
The Steam machine, the Valve Steam machine will not be the only Steam machine.
Oh, it's not.
And they've already said it, they're going to partner with people. But my point on it is this. Asus is going to make one. Lenovo is going to make one. Alienware on down the line. They're eventually all going to make one. That's why I kind of think I want to go to CES this year, because I think we're going to start hearing those conversations. Mm-hmm. But here's on the flip side. And our interview with Asus, he was hinting at it. Asus is going to, that same box that'll have Steam OS on it, they're going to have a Windows version too. Lenovo already does it with the handheld. You get the Legion Go with, I think it's the Legion Go too. But anyways, you can get a Steam OS version of it. You can get a Windows version of it. They already do it. They're going to do that with the living room mini PC that sits in there. They're going to do the same thing. Steam OS, we already know, is going to work plug and play. Windows, I would not want a Windows device sitting under my television right now, because there's still too much tinkering to where I'm going to have to eventually pick up a keyboard and a mouse to navigate through it and do something, which I don't want to do. So that's where I say they still got work to do. But my point is, you're going to see third-party OEM devices, both SteamOS and Windows, which, conspiracy theory time.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's breaking news.
The next-gen Xbox, like I said, I think is holiday 2027. I do think Asus or Lenovo or whoever will have an Xbox out next year that is running Windows. I do. But it's not the next gen Xbox, because it will essentially do the same thing that the Xbox Ally does right now. It will play Xbox PC games, but there won't be any backwards compatibility on them. That won't happen until that next gen AMD chip comes out. And Microsoft is going to be the first one to put that out with the next gen Xbox in 2027. That's my theory. So I do think we will see partnered Xbox devices, PC consoles, whatever the hell you want to call them, that sit under your television in 2026. I do think that. But we'll see.
It sounds expensive, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. But see, here's the one thing when we talk about the Steam machine, like, oh, the performance, blah, blah, blah. You're going to get OEM Steam machines that are at a higher performance. But guess what? You're going to pay more for them, too. That's the difference. You're going to, and we're going to see it on the Windows side. I've been saying this, you know, ever since Xbox said they were doing a hybrid device. You're going to see various performance levels of hardware and prices for next gen Xboxes at some point in the future. Oop, I said the future. I guess you'll clip that and put it out.
But you know what? But you know what, though, Paris? I think that by Valve announcing this, it's putting the pressure on Microsoft, because this will be, and it sounds like it's going to be cheaper than what Xbox is working on. And I think...
Yes, 100%.
And,
yes.
I know people are going to mention, oh, it's not going to be as powerful, whatever, comparing. But I think we got to the point that it's all about the price still, man. Because look, the Asus devices, not cheap. The next Xbox console, it sounds like it's not going to be cheap, you know. And it's also PlayStation 6, I think. There's been rumors that there might be a cheaper version of the console in the future, right? I mean, it's not for real. It's not official, but it's a rumor. So I think that's the part where companies are trying to figure out, like, how can we make this optional where there is still the cheaper version, but it's also the expensive version. So have those options out there, you know.
Partner, this is where the OEM partners come in, where you're going to see different levels of performance. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fine. So let me say this. So yeah. I think to the point of what you're talking about, and look, Sarah Bond's already said they're going to make this premium product, the whole thing. So, and I just use Cyberpunk as an example, because that's obviously been a reference game for a lot of the spec stuff. If the next gen Xbox is playing Cyberpunk at 4K, 120 frames per second, with the whole path tracing, all the bells and whistles enabled, that's their next gen offering. That is not what the Steam Machine is going to do. The Steam Machine is going to do some heavy lifting with FSR just to get you to 4K 60 frames per second, and you're not going to have all the bells and whistles enabled. Essentially, you're going to be playing the game like that in medium settings. So that's going to be the difference. So you're going to pay to get the bells and whistles enabled, but if you just want to play the game, you can do it at a cheaper price and it's going to be good enough. And I think that's what we got to start realizing. The enthusiasts, me, I want everything. I want all the bells and whistles. Give me everything. Mm-hmm. The average, again, my kids don't care. They literally don't care. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get that Steam Machine. They're not going to go, this is upscale with FSR. And why is this not 120 frames? Why is the lighting not at peak condition? They're not seeing none of this stuff. They're going to go, oh, cool, I get to play. All right, cool, I'm playing, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And that's the vast majority of people. And this is why, obviously, Steam, they did their hardware surveys. They see what people are using spec-wise. They're realizing the overwhelming majority aren't looking for that. Think of it this way, Danny. Mm-hmm. The person that needs Cyberpunk at 4K, 120 frames per second with path tracing on, they already built a gaming PC that can do that. Or they would build one to do that. They're not, they might get a Steam Machine as a supplement to it, like me, mm-hmm. but they're not buying a Steam Machine. This is the primary way I plan on playing all my Steam games from now on. And we are a very small percentage of the overall gaming audience. And that's the point they're making. This is why I say price is going to be very key to what they're doing with this. If they can reasonably price it, then I do think you can get some I just want to play games. Simple. I can play my games type person to go buy that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/football. Points TC.
You know what they need to do, though, Paris? I think, and this is something also that Xbox needs to work on, is the regular folks that just want to turn on the device, play the game, and just play it. They don't have to go to settings and change all this stuff. That's the issue that I have with all these devices, the Steam Deck, the what was the other one, the Xbox Ally. Yo, I have to always go and like change settings and all this stuff. Like, I don't want to do that. I just want to, similar to like the Switch too, just turn it on and just play. I don't want to deal with that stuff, you know. Now, of course, the hardcore fans that love those tech and okay, you have the option to change it and make it whatever how you want. But yo, the majority just want to pick up and play. Not this whole like, let me change the settings, and I don't want to do that, you know. So that's the part that I think Valve need to work on, where partner with companies, with other studios, right? And have like, let's say, let's have like a direct or whatever promoting the Steam machine. But show, you know, Cyberpunk, there is a Steam machine mode or whatever, you know, like, because I know there's certain games now where you could put handheld mode in there. Like, for example, Black Ops 7, I played on my Xbox Ally, the white one. And remember a couple weeks ago, I complained about the text. Black Ops 6, it was hard to read, and it was just, you know. Now with this mode, they made everything a lot better for those that just want to play Black Ops 7 on that device, you know. So I wish we get to see stuff like that, where studios work on modes for the Steam machine, so it could be a lot easier to pick up and play, and it will look good on TV, that you don't have to change those settings, you know what I'm saying? So
that's SteamOS right now.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. Now we have to wait. Is a Steam machine verified? Is it not? That's another thing that I feel like eventually I hope everything is just verified automatically. It's just going to be easier, you know? I hope that happens in the future. But, yeah. Oh, another thing I want to mention, though. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, on the verified thing, they also did confirm that they do Steam Deck verified right now. They will do Steam machine verified as well.
Mm, okay. Another thing I was going to mention, Paris, I know that you mentioned that the advantage that Xbox has with this new console, you have all the stores in there. Technically, you could do it with the Steam Deck. It's just, there's a lot of like little tricks and things you have to do in order for you to
download those which games. The average person's not going to do. That's the whole point.
They're not going to do that at all. But it's available there just in case people want to.
I want you to do it. I want to see you do it. I want to see you go in and tinker. I want to see you do what I did to my Steam Deck. That's what I want to see.
Well, I did that because it was for Diablo. It wasn't available. Was it Diablo? Yeah, it was Diablo. It wasn't available on Steam, but I'm like, man, I want to play this game. So I did some stuff and I have it on my Steam Deck, you know. So I did it. Be proud of me. I did it. Mm-hmm. Be proud. Mm-hmm. What was up with that face?
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, anything else about the Steam machine? Oh, one question. The VR headset, the new one, is that anything new with that? Like, I mean, should we care?
Did you
should
listen to anything that I said about 15 minutes ago about the VR headset? Heard,
but we didn't really talk a lot about it. It was just like a quick thing and moved on. But I do want to mention this. I know you mentioned it. It's similar to the MetaQuest, the MetaQuest 3.
Similar to that. Like, there's no cable. It's more powerful than the MetaQuest 3, but similar. Yeah.
Oh, it's more powerful. That part, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, they're being serious. So with the Steam Frame, they're promoting it as, God, I'm forgetting the exact wording that they said on it. They're promoting it at first as a device that will stream your Steam games from a PC. I'm screwing up the exact term that they're saying, but essentially that's what they're saying, right? The main purpose of it would be I can play Half-Life Alyx from my main PC, stream it over to this. This is why they're going to have the separate dongle for it, because it'll be a separate channel, better quality, the whole thing. But it can play standalone games too. And while Valve has not 100% promised it yet, they are working on Half-Life. Again, I'm just saying Half-Life Alyx as an example. Half-Life Alyx could be playable natively on that headset. That's what they're working towards getting. So I'm excited for it because while I use my MetaQuest 3, I'm just going to keep it real. I don't need all of the Facebook nonsense. I don't need all that. I don't need all that. I just want it to let me play the games. Let me stream the game, the VR games that I have from PC over to it. The ones I can play natively, I would do that. It's not doing, the lenses are not OLED. They're LCD, 2160 and 2160. in that. Okay. So I know some people were like, ugh, on that, but I think ultimately it'll be fine. But it is the processor and all that. Oh, it's ARM-based as well. So there again, they're doing a translation layer for it being ARM, which this is them, I think, setting up future-wise. We're going to see more ARM-based hardware that's going to be able to play Windows stuff. I do think that's going to happen. I think this is kind of a test case for that as well. Again, speaking of tinkering, you're not going to be able to pull in your MetaQuest store natively into this, but I'm sure you're going to, because it's more Android based, I'm sure you can tinker and figure that out, because, you know, because I know you have a MetaQuest now. So there's games that I have on MetaQuest that I would want to play on this. Maybe some of them will come to Steam. Obviously, we'll see. But I'm interested in it. And again, I'm interested in it from, I'm just a tech junkie. I just want new tech to be able to mess around with. I think someone that already has a MetaQuest 3, you don't necessarily need to run out and go get this unless you have a heavy investment into Steam already. So we'll see. And again, price. I have no idea how this thing is going to be priced, because MetaQuest 3 right now, I guess you can get what, like 500 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think this will be more expensive than that. I don't think it'll be $1,000 expensive, but again, we'll see. I know the Steam controller will work on this natively as well, similar to the Steam machine, which is cool too. So yeah, like I said, just from a techie standpoint, I want it. I want to check it out. I definitely want to be able to compare it to the MetaQuest 3, compare it to the Vision Pro, compare it to the PlayStation VR 2. I think this probably sits, if I had to guess, the Vision, look, for as much as it costs, the Vision Pro is the best VR headset, just from a hardware standpoint, a tech standpoint. I think this sits below that, but above the MetaQuest 3 and above the PlayStation VR 2.
Now, which one is going to be more expensive, the Steam Machine or that?
See, that's what I mean. I don't know that I'm leaning towards the Steam Frame will be more expensive. I do. But how much more? No idea.
Because I play some Steam games on my MetaQuest. I mean, it's through streaming. I have the Steam Link.
Yeah, and that's what I did too.
Yeah. So I played Luminous. I play Half-Life. I play a couple. I was like, oh, okay, that's not bad. It looks pretty cool. You know, so not bad.
But now, here's the thing. But with them coming with that separate, because right now you do it over Wi-Fi to do it, right? They're introducing a separate dongle that has its own separate, again, a separate channel, you know, frequency to stream, and they're promising better quality doing it that way. So I am again interested to see that, because like I said, I played Half-Life 2 Alyx on the MetaQuest 3. Visuals weren't the greatest. Good enough, but could have been better. I'm excited to see how much better they will be on the frame using that dongle.
All right. So I have a couple of questions here, or a couple of comments, questions, all that stuff. So I have, you know, YouTube and Twitch. You know. So I'm going to post a couple.
Answer them.
All right. Here goes. Can I just show it here? Jesus. All right. Paris, but your kids can't play Fortnite on the Steam Machine currently. That is true. They can't play Fortnite on that.
No, they can't. And that's the advantage Windows has right now. This is what I talked about before, the anti-cheat stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The people who care about the power won't care about the price.
I agree.
I totally agree on that one.
Me. I bought a Vision Pro, folks. I'm buying it. I'm buying all this. It don't matter. I'm just buying it.
All right. Another one. It's 6 times more powerful than the Steam Deck. I'm thinking 800, I could guess. $800.
I hope not, because it's not going to be as powerful as a PS5 Pro. That's, to me, I'm using the Pro as the baseline. If your performance is not as good as the PS5 Pro, then I should not have to pay as much as a PS5 Pro, if that makes sense, right? And I'm talking the 512 gigabyte version, not the 2 terabyte. I do think the 2 terabyte is probably $750-$800. That would be my guess.
Right.
So that's why I stick with 600. I do think 600. That's my guess. The tariffs, all the nonsense, you know, DDR5 RAM prices are out of control right now. So factoring all that in, I think 600 seems like a good safe bet on it. If it's more than that, I'm being like, ugh. If it's cheaper than that, celebrate. That's what I think.
Okay, so this is from on Twitch. Yeah, as 1984 says, the perfect price is $500.
Yes, that's what I originally said. And then the Blessing and Tim talked me out of it. And I was like, yeah, I guess you're kind of right.
Yeah. Another one. I feel you with the tech situation, Danny. My eyes ain't getting any younger either. Hey, bro, that's why I have this. It's not helping. It's not helping. Let me tell you, man. I was like this, like, yo, trying to read the text on the Xbox Ally. Yo, it was super uncomfortable. B-Gamer, speaking of PlayStation VR 2, been playing Luminous Arise with it. Amazing. All caps. 100%. That's a must-have. Must-have if you have a VR device on that one. Yeah, go ahead. You were going
to
say something?
No, I'm just reading the chat. Stop reacting to my face and just read
it. I don't know. You're going...
Because I'm reading what someone said. Can I just read what they said then?
Yeah.
Stoic Silence said, to be honest, not being able to play Fortnite or Call of Duty is actually a reason to buy the Steam machine, not a negative. Hey, you might not be wrong.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you probably answered this because I'm not big into this. ACMI 2.0 Linux Paris, ACMI form reject. Open source.
Okay, first of all, I don't like that you use in all caps, but then you lowercase my name and you spell it wrong. Spell my name right if you're gonna yell at me. That's all I gotta say. But yeah. He brings up the right point. Yeah, that I didn't even think of that honestly, but that factors into it as well.
Let's see what else. I'm trying to look for some good ones here. All right. Digital Foundry mentioned FSR4 on RDNA3. If true, that's super cool and exciting.
I saw that too. Again, we'll have to wait and see. By the way, you know, I like to name drop every now and again.
Okay.
When I was in Germany.
I know you get that.
When I was in Germany, yeah. I was at the NVIDIA event, and Richard Ledbetter was there, and he looked at me, and he knew who I was. And I got super excited. I was like, he knows me. I thought it was so cool. And then later that night, I was at the we're at the opening night live, and the entire Digital Foundry crew was there, and they all knew who I was. And one of them even said, "I saw you at CES, and I was going to say hello," and you walked away. I was like, "Oh my god!"
So you're mean in real person then?
What do you mean I'm mean? How's that mean?
You walked away. Wow. They were like, it's Paris and Paris. No.
What do you give me crap for? What do you give me crap for all the time? You tell me to be more social. I'm shy. I don't like to bother people. So I didn't want to bother them. They're working. And it turns out they would have said something if I would have walked up to them. See, I'm trying to be better about that stuff, man.
Look, just go up. Just go up to the people like, hey, how you doing? I'm a big fan. And just walk away. It's not bothering. It's like, now if you're like, hey, let's take a picture and even saying hello, that's different, you know? That's different. All right. The big improvement from the Steam Machine is Steam OS, which supposedly gives a 30% better performance.
Well, I mean, we've kind of known that already. If you watch people like ETA Prime or The Fox that have done a lot of comparison vids with take the same exact hardware, I got Windows on it playing the game, and then they'll take the same exact hardware and put SteamOS, play the same game, and you see you're getting better performance out of SteamOS. So yeah, that doesn't surprise me either, which, to the point, I think factors into these specs. You need to factor in that you're running on SteamOS, not Windows, so you're going to get a slight performance boost just out of that. I mean, 30% is pretty extreme, but I don't think 10% is a crazy thing to expect.
Mm. So it's going to be a whole new mini PC market for gaming?
1,000%. This is why I say again, Valve is setting the baseline for mini PCs in the living room for gaming. This is what they're doing. And you're going to see a lot of, look, I know we're all sick of the freaking multiverse because I am. Jesus Christ, just get Doomsday and Secret Wars out and so we can be done with stuff. But yeah. You're going to see a whole bunch of variants of mini PCs that are running SteamOS and running Windows that are going to essentially copy what Valve is doing.
Yeah, yeah. Any other questions, guys? Do you see any other thing, Powers, before we wrap it up, or are you good?
Oh, Yaz 1984 saying the 18th of November is Half-Life's birthday. Do you think we'll... Perhaps.
I think it's going to be the Game Awards, but Paris says no.
Nope.
Paris.
It's not. And I'm not the only one saying that.
Yo, let's talk here, Paris. Now I'm mad. Now we're going to talk about this. Bro, a couple years ago, remember, watch the Game Awards. We're going to give away Steam Deck every minute. Do you remember that? Paris, we're not talking about that right now. We're not talking about that. Do you remember that? Where Jeff was like, the voice actor of God of War was talking so long that everybody was like, yes, keep on talking longer so we can have more Steam Decks giveaway. Do you remember that? You said that Val doesn't depend on the Game Awards. I think this will be the perfect moment to announce a new Half-Life, advertise the Steam Machine, all that stuff, during the Game Awards. What? Let me finish. What? Jesus Christ.
I just raised my hand. What is the problem? Okay, Jesus Christ.
What is the problem?
Go. Bro, finish, please. Bro. Finish.
Yo,
finish.
I'm going to look at the camera like, yo, Half-Life, I think it's going to be the Game Awards. Paris says no. This is the perfect moment. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on every other platform, including Prime Video for the first time. Steam Machine. Announce the games and whatever, promote the device. That would be the perfect moment. But according to Paris, shutting it down. Why are you shutting it down, bro? Why are you shutting it down?
Can I answer that question?
Yes, you can answer the question.
Why? Okay, couple things. Yeah. First of all, if that's the case, why not just announce the Steam Machine at the same event too? Let me finish before you go.
Whoa, number I haven't one. Even said anything. I just missed
anything. You be quick. You be quick to jump
I in. Haven't said anything. I've been here just chilling.
All right, that's one.
Yeah.
Number two, why would Valve want to share the spotlight of their big game announcement with the Game Awards, with all these other announcements that are going to happen, right? Why not have your own separate event, your own day where the focus is 100% on you and what you got to say? Number three, trying to mind meld in what they did a few years ago with the Steam Deck and the partnership thing to go, well, that settles it. Now, every time Valve makes an announcement, they got to do it with Jeff Keighley at the Game Awards. Why? Why even have to? Because remember, Jeff don't do it for free, okay? So you got to spend money to have them announce this there. Why would Gabe need to do that when Gabe can literally put out a YouTube video showing Half-Life 3 and say, coming in March 2026 with the Steam Machine, and the internet will effing implode all on its own. Free marketing. They don't have to do nothing else. And you know I'm right. Go ahead.
Hey, it's called marketing, Paris.
They don't need it. That's my point.
Let me finish. You talked. Let me finish. It's my turn. Paris, think. You know what Paris is going to be doing? He's going to be awake, waiting, you know, like this, at his computer or on his phone. Oh my God! It's Half-Life Day. They can announce it that day. They're not going to announce shit. And I'm sorry, I'm going to edit this part. They're not going to announce it there. They're going to wait until the Game Awards, and we're going to get to see it during the Game Awards. Here's the thing. Gabe is going to go on stage for the first time in, I don't know, ever. He's going to be on stage.
Gabe is on his yacht in New Zealand. He's not
going to. Yeah, but you know what? He's going to go. He's going to take a break from New Zealand. He's like, look, I need to make a huge impact in this industry. Again, go on stage, the Game Awards. He could just fly from New Zealand to to Los Angeles. And he's going to say, this is for Paris. I just came back. Well, let me finish. He's going to come back from New Zealand. And he's going to say, thank you, Jeff. I'm here because Paris doubted me. He thought I was going to stay at a yacht in New Zealand. I have a surprise for you, sir. Yes, I also know you, Paris. I've seen your content. Here you go. A new Half-Life. And he just dropped it. And people are going to be celebrating. It's going to go around. It's going to be everywhere. And millions of people are going to see it. 1 trillion people are going to see that. The Game Awards. Why are you hating on it, man? Just let it promote. Look, they have... Hello, Jeff Keighley did a behind-the-scenes book about Half-Life. This is like a circle moment, man. Coming back. And he's going to promote a behind-the-scenes new book. Of that Half-Life 2. Also a Half-Life. He's going to announce it during the Game Awards. There you go. There you go. Are you going to eat your mic? Eat it.
I am. So, I just want to say.
What?
I live in the real world.
Oh, my God.
Everything that you just said is freaking fantasy. All of it. You live in a fantasy land. You got a better chance of Hideo Kojima being on stage with Phil Spencer playing Death Stranding 3 than you do Gabe Newell wasting his time, leaving his yacht, leaving New Zealand to come to LA to stand on stage awkwardly for 5 minutes to say, by the way, Half-Life 3 in March. Okay, bye. It's not happening. And again, why spend the marketing money on that when they can literally put out a YouTube video and say it's coming? All they ain't even got to say nothing. It just put the image up and say March 2026, and everyone will lose their effing minds. And you know I'm right. They're not putting Half-Life 3 at the Game Awards. It's not happening. It's not going to happen.
Look, guys.
You think Valve is Xbox? That they got to be at the Game Awards to show stuff?
I didn't say that. First of all, take that out of my mind. I didn't say that. Okay. Another thing. Gabe went on stage at the PlayStation press conference. Let me talk. This is before PlayStation got hacked. He went on stage and announced, hey, Portal 2 is going to be available on PlayStation. And it's also, you could log into your Steam account. That wasn't even that big. This is big. Half-Life. People have been waiting for this. But look. This is not even about Gabe. Hey, let me finish, man. This is not about Gabe. It's about Half-Life. That's the main conversation. To me, Gabe is a bonus. This is, Half-Life is, look, this is what's going to happen, guys. When they show Half-Life during the Game Awards, tag me. Give me props. Because years ago, I mentioned about Foursquare, and Paris said, it's very confusing. It's never going to happen. And guess what's going to happen? Hey, now it's gonna, I was ahead Xbox. Of time.
Everything is an Xbox.
Everything is an Xbox. So I was right. Everything is an Xbox.
You know what?
Yes, I was right.
And it's more confusing than ever.
Yo, but you know what? It's available.
No, I want to answer something. You just brought up how Gabe was at the PlayStation thing and he did all that. I remember getting an invite to that. We were there. I didn't go. For some reason, I didn't go. I can't remember why. But you're right. Probably were there. But here's my point. Gabe has not put a game on another platform since. He was like, F all this stuff. I'm out.
They got hacked.
Gabe was like, I'm done. I'm never doing this again.
Yo, you know the timing. The day that it came out, Portal 2 on PlayStation, that's when it got hacked. Around that time.
Yeah.
The timing was just bad. But anyways, Gabe is going to take a break. I mean, for Christ's sake, Gabe went to a local news station to talk about Xbox and PlayStation. Do you remember? You seen that clip?
Yeah, in New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand. Yo, if he could go to that, he could go to the Game Awards.
You really think Gabe's leaving the Shire? He is not leaving the Shire to come to the Game Awards to go Half-Life 3. He's not doing it. Him and Frodo and Samwise and Pip and Merry and them, they're going to be chilling.
Jeff, knowing Jeff, he wants to make history. That will be a huge moment for the Game Awards.
Jeff wants a lot of things. That don't mean Jeff's getting it.
Wow. You shouldn't. Again, that's a bonus, but I know the Half-Life is going to be there. And remember me, guys. Remember me. Tag me, Godfrey. I'm going to tag me when I'm right. When he's wrong, tag Paris. You're wrong. In all caps, please. You're wrong.
I know I'm not wrong, but you go ahead and keep living in that fantasy land.
Okay. All right. So you actually think Half-Life Day, that's when they're going to announce it?
I didn't say that. Did I say that? I did not say that.
You said maybe. You said maybe.
Yeah, it's possible, but I know what's not possible, them showing it at the Game Awards.
You know what? Even if this happens... Christopher says, video message at best at the Game Awards. Yes, and I will win still because the game was announced.
Why spend the money to do it when YouTube is free?
Let me tell you something. How do you know that Jeff won't do it for free? for that moment, for just to have that moment.
Okay.
Paris.
Okay.
Paris to have that moment.
Okay. Future class will come back before he gives that up.
Paris. Paris. That, let me tell you. I still think Half-Life is going to be the game.
I remember Trick with some joke. Oh, my God.
That's cold. That's messed up. That's messed up. Look at that. Look at that moment. Xbox Series X at the Game Awards. That, it's some big moments. Having three execs from different companies on stage. Those are powerful moments. This could be that moment. That could be that moment. It's going to happen. Remember that, guys. Tag me when I'm right.
Here's what I'll give you. You got a better chance of Valve opening up pre-orders for the Steam Machine and the Steam Frame during the Game Awards and promoting it that way. Because remember, all these games are going to show wish lists on Steam. You're going to hear that 1,000 times at the Game Awards. But the moment that Gordon effing Freeman returns, he has not given Jeff that moment. I'm telling you now, Valve will own that moment because they will want to own the news cycle for that entire day, that entire week. They will not do it during the Game Awards. I'm telling you. It's Grand Theft Auto 6. It's Rockstar. Do you think Rockstar would give Grand Theft Auto 6 to Jeff?
No, that's a different level. That's a different level.
Are you that's high? It's the same level. Yo, give me
Paris. Here's the thing. They're not promoting a console. They're promoting a game. You know, I get it. Rockstar is in a different level than any other company in the world. Period. Entertainment, period. They're in a different level. More than Valve. But Valve, hey, look, if Valve was so up there with Rockstar, they would have not had no previews. None of that. They could just release an announcement and that's it. But they had previews, hands-on previews for the media to cover the Steam Machine. Am I right? They could have done this by themselves without having a private event, hands-on event. They could have done it by themselves if they were that big. Why are you looking at me like that? You're saying Rockstar, so I'm saying they could have their moment. Just post a video on Twitter and that's it. That's what you think. So, I disagree.
So you're trying to tell me, you're trying to equate.
Oh, God. I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm listening.
You are trying to compare essentially a technical hands-on preview to a game trailer.
Paris.
You act like
Rockstar. No. Now you let me talk. You said they're like Rockstar level. Rockstar hasn't had no previews. They just show the video and that's it, like a trailer and that's it.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying.
But Val,
for the game.
Let me finish. Val had a hands-on event with multiple media outlets to have this announcement. And let me finish. If they were up, look, okay, typically, some companies will announce it, they'll send a press release, they'll show a video, and then have a hands-on. But no, they had the hands-on before the announcement. So, no, they're not that level of Rockstar. Are you insane? Are you insane, bro? You're crazy. They're not at that level. No, it's not. No. I totally disagree. But Val, Half-Life at the Game Awards 2025. Let's go.
Again, it was a technical hands-on preview for hardware. It was not a game announcement. I am telling you, Half-Life 3 being announced is in the same tier as Grand Theft Auto being announced. It's the same thing. That is the pop cultural impact that Half-Life has in this industry. It transcends just gaming. And you know, okay. I'm right.
Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants. When they gonna announce it then? When they gonna announce this whole video? Please tell me. I need a date. Go ahead.
Not at the Game Awards.
It doesn't have a date. It doesn't have a date. It doesn't have a date. It's not Half-Life Day. There's no way impossible. No
here's
way.
What right I'll closer, say. Here's, closer here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say.
What?
It will be before the Game Awards.
Get the... You actually think it's going to be before the Game Awards, bro? Mm-hmm. Put your countdown. Put the countdown. Sources. Put the count. What is your source? What is your source? That when you look, Paris wasn't looking straight to the camera. He looked down when he said that because he's not right. He's not confident. I'm right because I'm looking at the camera. Big difference.
I don't have sources. I got hopium. I got hope.
Look, B Gamer 90 bro. Hashtag that confidence with a D. Hey, we'll see. We'll see. But look, you know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna go to the Game Awards with my amazing suit. Hey, people are gonna come up to me like, Danny, you're right.
Zeng Powell. Don't play the let me finish, take a drink game. You'll be drunk in 5 minutes. Every 2 seconds. Let me finish.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. Kevin wrote, Half-Life will only get trailers like GTA. Steam box previews were like the previews we got for iPhones and Android. Get the... Man,
it was a technical hands-on preview where you got to sit down with the engineers and ask them questions because Valve knew that people would have technical questions about the hardware. And that's why look at the sites they picked to go hands-on with it. Look, you know this wasn't us. You notice it was a kind of funny if someone like that. So Greg could go, PC sucks. You're right. They weren't going to do that. They got people that knew what the frick they were talking about from a technical standpoint. You got Gaming Jesus was there. Okay. Gaming Nexus was there. Linus Tech Tips was there. Dave 2D was there. PC Gamer was there. They got the SMEs that people go to. Honestly, I'm surprised they didn't have J2 Sense there. I'm honestly surprised at that. I thought he would have been good there too. Okay.
But look, Val, if you don't depend on the Game Awards, why even sponsor? Why even announce the Steam sale at the Game Awards? You don't need it because according to Paris, they're bigger.
That's not what I said.
They don't need it. I like how he just
added random shit in to try and justify it. I didn't say any of that.
I'm confident because I'm looking at the camera. Not like this. You know, maybe they announced it. I don't know. See, that's Paris. He's looking down. He doesn't look at the camera. Hashtag that confidence. All right. We're going to wrap it up.
I want to point out, we spent more time on this than we did on the entire rest of the show.
Yes. And here's the thing.
It's all your fault.
I have breaking news.
Oh, my God.
Breaking news. Dolphins 6, Commanders 13. We're hurt. I'm hurt. Hurt. I hope to make some changes for next year, though. I'm going to wrap it up. If I'm right, you let me know. If Paris right, let him know. Whoever's wrong, please let us know, too. We'll see what happens. Foreskew. To the end. Half-Life at the Game Awards, it's going to happen. But Paris will always shut it down. He doesn't believe in Let Me Dream. He likes to shut everything down. Everything. Not his dream. Because a long time ago, Paris said, I could see PlayStation giving away The Last of Us at the press conference to everybody that's there as a surprise. And I said, no, that's not going to happen. And it never did. He stayed very quiet. You could go back to listen to the old episodes. He never said anything about that. He was very quiet. And that's what's going to happen. When they show Half-Life at the Game Awards, Paris is going to be very quiet. I'll go back. When they show Battletoads announcement, E3, Paris never gave me props. He was just making fun of me the whole time. That's what's going to happen. When I'm right, he's not going to give me props. Will you give me props, Paris?
You want to know a regret that I have, and only in this moment did I realize that I regretted it?
What?
So, if you go back to June of 2021, I hosted the Xbox Showcase Extended. And the first thing that I said was, who I am, Paris Lilly, I am a part of Gamertag Radio. That's what I said.
Sure.
I never should have said that. I regret it. Wow.
You regret it? Why?
After everything you just said. Because my number one pet peeve with you is you love to get in my business and bring up stuff that I said in the past when it's my story to tell, not yours. So
it's out there.
So you with that Last of Us thing, that kind of hurt me a little bit. A little bit. A little bit.
I'll answer this very quick. Danny, serious question. Do you think Mike McDaniel keeps his job?
No. Hell no.
No, not after this. This season has just been terrible. That's not going to happen.
No, he's gone.
And he says, go Bucks.
That's right.
Oh, there you. I know, Paris, you guys are happy. Mm-hmm. Not me. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you, everyone, for watching this long episode of us going back and forth.
Nonsense. Nonsense. This dude with nonsense. Oh, look, I'm sure Half-Life 3 at the Game Awards. Last of Us.
It's not nonsense. It's a real conversation. It's a conversation that will get us together, unite. But see, grifters, we talk. We don't attack. We don't attack. We just talk. That's a big difference. We're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much, everyone. We're going to continue with the after show. Maybe. We'll see. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints. TC.